be seated. The cold weather hasn't put a damper on anyone here, I can see. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. A lot going on in the world. One of the things that's going on, of course, is school violence is picking up. Turn over to Deuteronomy, because the system, is what's failing. The system that was set up by the Pharisees, before they were called the Pharisees, they were called the kings of the earth. And, of course, they set their own priest and trained their own priest, but the kings were over the priest. But in Deuteronomy 6, we see Yahweh's system. And, of course, what has taken place here over the years, Yahweh gave this thing time to work, but he also kept it to a minimum in guarding it to keep it from getting totally out of hand until the time period that he had set for finishing his work and finishing the kingdom that will join Yahshua, who has already made it. And he's kept it down for that purpose, for you, because you're the last calling, the last fruits that will enter the kingdom that will forever rule the universe. But had they followed these laws right here that he has given, the guidance of the children, they would not be having what they're having today. And, of course, what they are having today, notice he says for you, and this is a command to the parents, of course, as well as the house of Yahweh, which we are now fulfilling. The house is, I'm not sure about individual families, but I can tell you if you're falling short here, you better repent and make some changes, because it's necessary. It's absolutely necessary for you to bring the children up to love Yahweh's house, Yahweh's leaders. Yahweh shows that they're to actually praise. Yes, they're to praise the leaders that he chooses. That is shown in the Holy Scriptures as we praise Yahshua, praise Yahweh. And I'm not asking for praise for myself. Don't get that. Don't start thinking that. But I'm telling you, if you don't put these thoughts in your children's minds, very high respect, that's what praise is, a very high respect for the priest in the house of Yahweh, your children will go the other direction. And their blood is going to be on your head. That's what's shown right here in this chapter. It's not a chapter that you should take lightly. If you have a child, you should be teaching that child totally, every day. Every day. What is taking place here, and this the schools are getting so bad that the teachers don't want to be a part of them anymore. Now, it's coming to the point to where I guess the military will take over and start to move into the schools, and they'll start letting the military teach the students and have of course, they're wanting the parents to pay for it, but this is the next step to martial law. Martial law, I guess, includes the military as school teachers, because the school teachers are quitting. We have here figures uncovered by the conservatives show that the nearly 1 million registered teachers, 404,600 under the age of 60 are not teaching anymore. In fact, many of them go to school to learn to be a teacher, learn teaching, they graduate, they get their diploma, but they don't want anything to do with the schools. So they never enter the field of teaching. And this shows it. Survey showing 2/3 of the teachers have have considered leaving their profession. The only reason they don't want to leave is because they don't want to give up their home and have their home repossessed. But that's part of the oppression that also went on in Egypt. You know, you had to keep your job or you lost everything. That Tylenol, I don't know how that got in there, but they're recalling all the Tylenol. If you smell it, throw it away or get rid of it. They say there's a terrible odor to this Tylenol that's causing the trouble. Western Australia, the number of assaults among Western Australia school students has increased by 23%. Now, it's increasing. You get the increase. This is growing. Satan's way is turned loose now where it can really take a leap in this time period to show what Satan's way will bring. That's the point of the whole thing. Yahweh could hold it under check if he wanted to. But the fact is, he is turning this loose. He's letting it go right now, as we've asked him to do. And, of course, we're seeing the end results. And this thing is growing. You can see it throughout Abilene right now. You can see the violence increasing, the shootings. They have having shootings almost every day. They're sending people to prison, which they know it doesn't work. It's not helping. They said even with the officers, the new amount of officers that they just enlisted in service in Abilene, they still can't control the crime. They don't have enough to control the crime. The crime is increasing faster than we can put officers in the field. Well, there again, I guess we need the military to take the policeman's place like they do in Israel. But then who's going to arrest the military when they do it? See, they haven't been taught righteousness either. so you're jumping out of the one pot into another here. The Sunday Times can reveal also that more than four teachers, students or staff were assaulted by students in public schools each school day of last year. More than four teachers a day. In 2008, there was 543 students against staff assaults and 336 students against student assaults. So it's growing. What's causing this, of course, is what we've been bringing for years now, that people have turned to sin. And, of course, their minds are confused right now. They're suffering sickness. They're not playing with a full deck, as my dad used to say. Their brains are not functioning correctly, so they tend to yield to emotion instead of common sense. As President Obama said to the senator, you're letting your emotions outrule your common sense, when he made a stupid statement in public. But I want to show you something. It's sickening, so you may want to turn your head. But a sheep gave birth to a dead lamb with a human face. I'd like to get this where you can see it, because this is what I've been telling you about for years. This is some of the end results of what we're facing in the world today. That's a sheep. That's the only picture I have of the sheep. But it tells also of a goat. The governor of the province where the ugly goat was born. Let me see. A goat gave birth also to a similar youngster in September 2009, the mutant baby, born with a human-like head, stayed alive for several hours until the frightened village residents killed him. The governor of the province where the ugly goat was born said that the little goat was the fruit of unnatural relationship between female goat and man. The mutant creature was hairless. Local residents said that even dogs were afraid to approach the bizarre animal. Of course, the fornication and adultery, the STDs, they have entered the bodies of man so much in this time period to where the body itself is suffering, plus the brain. It's in the brains of the people, and even the brain suffers from the damage that the body carries, the toxins, because of the vast amount of parasites that mankind has put into his body through breaking the laws of fornication, adultery, bestiality, and sodomy. All of these are bringing the mind down. As Amoshah said, power of Satan is surrounding the land, and that's what's bringing it down. The influence that Satan has had is shown throughout the Holy Scriptures. And of course, in the last days, Yahweh is allowing it fully so we can see the end results of what he warned us of to begin with in Genesis. But why the violence in schools? It's the same reason that we see right here, but we're seeing it a little plainer now. And of course, maybe now the scientists will start paying more attention and start voicing this and saying we've got to turn it around. They're saying we've got to turn the schools around. They just don't know what to do. But they are considering several things. They issued, in one case in Washington, $18 million, $9 million of which is going to counselors and monitors to where they will monitor the ones that they think are going to cause trouble because they're having too many shootings taking place in the schools. But why the violence, he says, viewed as normative. The parents have been saying, oh, that's just normal behavior for this to take place. But then it's getting out of hand, and they're saying, well, why isn't it normal behavior then among the adults? And why don't we just turn our heads on that? So the parents now are getting upset because they're afraid to send their children to school anymore. This is Chicago. Chicago is not unique. Four students have been shot in Tulsa, Oklahoma, already this year. Philadelphia, Seattle, Miami, New Orleans, and many rural communities have also lost school children to violence in recent weeks. So we can see it picking up, as we see it picking up here in Abilene too. The rapes and killings that go on here, they try to keep it covered up. It's almost like the using the earthquake in Haiti to cover up the bombing. I didn't even know about the bombing. I watched the news, but there's no news on it. You have to go to a foreign channel to find out that Israel bombed Gaza again. And of course, Iran, this was last week, and Iran has made the threat now that if this doesn't stop, they're going to get into it with Israel also. They'll start backing up their friends in Gaza. But this earthquake, I know you saw that because that was big news this week. And what this does, it kind of shows the vulnerability of all the cities of all the nations right now, when the infrastructure of the cities break down, people are not prepared for it. And of course, this in Haiti is a great example because, you know, they're used to living on what they get from the government or from, this was the capital city. And of course, when it went down, like any city in the world, even Abilene could go down in a moment. The way it's set up, And of course, all the people are dependent on it. They don't know. The only thing they know is to try to take something that they need, because they have no idea at all how to survive. Most people never study anything but these stupid video games and the television set that's so. They claim the surveys that I've read on it says people watch television more hours than they sleep, and of course that's not building the mind. It's tearing it down and creating more lust to even make the mind worse damaged than it has been already. This in Chicago, that the Chicago schools. We're very interested in this for several reasons, but the Chicago school officials announced Tuesday that they'll spend $18 million to add more counselors, social workers, and new classroom management training in 38 schools with students most at risk of violence. The $30 million is an anti-violence campaign. Half of the money will fund mentors from Youth Advocate Program Incorporated, an anti-violent initiative operating in 120 communities. The other half of the monitoring money will pay for local mentors selected by a panel of community leaders, crime experts, and politicians, and to be announced within a week. So, this won't help. This would help some. You know, it's like getting a bigger police force. It will help for a little while. I remember when we first started putting officers in the schools, in the high schools here in Abilene. The colleges hire their own police force. But the high schools, we placed police officers in them because of the violence that was going on, even rapes. The teachers were being assaulted here as well as other places. But this was all kept quiet by the news. The news kind of protects the parents. They try to keep this a secret from the parents, so the parents won't know the danger that their children are in right now in the setup that Baal has, this system. But there is a real danger out there daily. But the schools that we put the officers in, I remember the officers saying, I never did work the schools at that time. But they said, the officers told me that they would create, the children got to where they would create a scene in one direction to pull the officers to one end of the school, and then they would do their violence in the other end. So it was like the officers were being played tricks on. I should have read you this earlier, I guess. You remember last week I brought you, or maybe it was week before last week I think, I brought you the information about the oppression, or maybe 2 weeks in a row, the oppression in Egypt that Israel was suffering. Of course, Israel was first highly thought of, that is, the children of Israel were first highly thought of, if you remember, and the king took Yosef in, and he became a part of Egypt, and so did all the children of Israel. But then the children of Israel were rugged people, and they were used in the hard labor. And I said this was not like Charlton Heston movie, where they had men out there with whips and guns and clubs and. And they were whipping them to make them get down and pick up a brick. You know, that was the scene that was portrayed in that movie. It wasn't like that. It's more like it is here today. There were salaries paid to these people, and if they didn't work and make their salary, they got their food supply cut off because they couldn't buy food. They lost their homes that they had bought and so forth. Everything was taken away from them. And of course they had much credit, if you remember, when the last part of the thing was to go in and collect what was owed to them before they left. But they had businesses and so forth, but it was an oppressive type situation like we're seeing here in the United States today, and where when the job stopped, you lost everything that you had worked for. Many people lose everything that they worked for to the hospitals because they build up a fortune, and at the last thing, the hospitals are so expensive. And even though they have insurance, you know, it's still so expensive that they lose their whole fortune to the hospital. And this has been a big complaint for my lifetime, that this is taking place, and they want insurance to cover the full thing so they can give at least what they have made to their children or grandchildren, but not so at this time. And of course, Barack Obama is trying to help by getting some kind of insurance, but I feel sure there's a lot of things tacked into that bill that is going to be used that I think maybe that is thick as that bill is, that every word has not been read, but every word is going to be used against you in the court of law if that thing is passed. But anyway, the oppression that they were suffering. Now, eight days ago, I brought that sermon. That would have been about the 4th of January. This article came out. This is from archaeologists that discovered this, and this article came out the 11th. Today is the 16th, I believe. So just a few days after I brought that information, this article was released, the find concerning Egypt and the people that made the brick. Yes, Egypt's chief archaeologist said, new tombs found in Gaza support the view that the Great Pyramids were built by laborers, workers, free workers, and not slaves, like was predicted, like were portrayed in the movie. They have evidence of this in the archaeological find. If you want to see this, I'm going to put it in a newsletter later, because of the oppression, and Yahweh wanted them to experience this oppression, but it comes on, you know, this oppression, it comes on so slowly that people don't realize what's taking place, and it looks like they're giving you something and making it so inviting, and then they get you hooked, like everyone is now on the infrastructure of every city. They're hooked on it, and of course, when it goes down, they are screaming and crying, and they don't know what to do, and of course, their children are starving and so forth. Yahweh has led us to where this won't take place here, Yahweh willing. But in Babylon, when, now we've been studying quite a bit on this, Babylon, but when Babylon, Israel possessed all of that Babylonian empire. That was all Israelites. There wasn't nothing else there. They took everything there, and they kept advancing. And yes, they had Rome. Isn't it such a coincidence that the Pharisees were never heard of after they burnt the temple down? That they were never heard of, but yet all their artifacts and books and everything disappeared and went to Rome. But they like Rome, you know. Who established Rome? Well, it's quite a mystery. Well, where did the Pharisees all go? Well, that's quite a mystery too. But but they owned Israel, of course, and there was some that were still holding up for the law, but they were being killed and taken prisoner, and they were taken first to Babylon. And of course, they were put in schools of this higher learning that brought forth the same thing that was that they had in Egypt, you know, a cheap labor, a slave labor, yes. But people living from hand to mouth and of course, not really getting ahead, but surviving. And they all worked for certain higher ranking kings or political, leaders, that run the country. And it was a system that kept them working for the system. and that's what this this man I was telling you about here recently. Now, they've had him on all the foreign television shows, and he's expressing this because he wrote a book concerning this oppression that is taking place all over the world, and telling the people what the schools are doing, you know. And of course, what the schools are doing, they're training you to work for those people. And when you die, you haven't really accomplished anything. The jobs that are being created now, you know, you couldn't go into a job like you could when I was a young man and learn the trade of shoemaking or suit making or boot making or welding or whatever. You go to school now and you specialize in a certain thing that fits into a big corporation. So you're only doing a part of it. So you couldn't go out and create your own company from what you've learned, like you could several years ago here in America when when it was free and you could do whatever you wanted to do. So they started passing laws to get people, to force people into the schools and to force them into certain trades. In hamburger joints like McDonald's, you know, they can take a person off the street and have him doing a full service in that fast food service in a matter of minutes. One man does, the only thing he does is take the hamburger buns off of a tray and put them in another place where another person, another man, takes the hamburger bun and puts it on a grill where another man takes the hamburger bun and wipes some stuff on it. Another puts some lettuce, another a tomato, and so forth till it comes out the end wrapped. Another man wraps it. So what have you learned in that trade there? How to wrap a hamburger? That's all you've learned. And you spend 8 hours a day or more at doing that on your jobs. Yeshua was a carpenter. He could go and build a full house if he wanted to. Probably did, many of them. And you could learn trades like that a few years ago and start your own business. But you can't do that in today's world in the schools because everything is specialized to work in the corporations. And of course they have you under control when you're doing this. If you're working in the clothing stores, you're probably putting some clothes on the shelves if you work in that department. If you're working in the where they sell the dishes and bowls, then when it gets down to a certain level, you got to go back to the back end, which is, you know, the journey of 1 or 2 minutes, and come back with a box in your hand and take it out very carefully and stack it on the shelf. Now, that is a real education, you know, real task, a high-tech position, you know, that you're working for there. Well, that is the world for you. It's very dangerous, too. How clean are your clothes? I don't know if you've read that or not. They ran a survey. I mean, they did some tests. The scientists did. There's several articles on this. But I won't read it because I want to get into this sermon. I got something important here to say in a minute. But the test, they bought some clothes from different places, men's, women, and children. And they found filth all over these clothes. And they're telling you, you know, use gloves. You know, if you're going to buy clothes that's getting this bad, use some gloves to handle them with and wash them before you put them on. And if you try them on in the store, they said, be sure and wear underclothes underneath them, you know, so you won't get them on your body. This is how dangerous it is. These articles are show the truth about what's going on out there in this unclean world. It's terribly unclean and getting worse. They found all kinds of human stuff on these clothes. One blouse, apparently the woman bought it, went to a party, and they found her and the mate she used that night all over that blouse. And then she brings it back the next day and puts it in the back, returns it, and they put it back on the shelf. And these people bought it and tested it. But they didn't know it till they tested it, what was on it. Surely you're getting the picture of this world. Surely anyone can see this by now, right? Yes. Can you not? Also, you need to start, if you haven't done it, you need to start, you know, getting ready for the collapse of this system, getting ready for the violence that is taking place. The layoffs, they had 11,000 more layoffs this last week. These were people that went to school to learn this trade. And, of course, with each one of these, they lose their homes and their cars and everything they've been working for all that time. Of course, even if you don't lose the car and get it repossessed, it's going to wear out anyway, you know, so you really haven't accomplished anything with that. Most of the things you buy is going to be wore out in a few years or obsolete. That includes all your computers, your television sets. So what are you working for? You know, it's just a rat race all the time. This is the oppression that also went on in Egypt that Yahweh wanted the people to see. But when they came out of this, when Israel came out of this, Yahweh brought them out. Then he taught them his way. And then, of course, he allowed them to choose. And this was the big thing for them to choose. And those who saw this evil mixture tree, and it became disgusting to them, they turned to Yahweh totally, and they started teaching his way. Now there was probably several million Hebrew people that followed Yahweh. In fact, but there were several million that didn't, and the fight was on. Well, of course, Yahweh's people taught nonviolence. So they were easily destroyed. And of course, this is what you saw. Now, when Yahweh fought the battles for them, you know, he protected them and brought them into the land. And he could take five men and put thousands to flight, run them into quicksand pits and tar pits and so forth. And you know, it was no problem for the Malachim, the spiritual beings, to take care of enemies. And Yahweh showed them this, but still they wanted kings. Well, what for? They wanted to go in business. They wanted to bring the same oppression. They weren't thinking about oppression. They're thinking about riches and owning the land. Well, they'd already given the land, but they wanted to own it individually themselves. And of course, they wanted to run the show. And so they wanted kings like the other nations. But with these kings, they brought oppression like the other nations. Now, last week, I told you, you know, there's two trees. There's only two trees given in Genesis 1 and 2. Two trees. The rest of these are offshoots of those two trees. Christianity is one of them. Zeus, the followers of Zeus, that's one of them. And the other one, of course, is Yahweh and his 613 laws of perfect righteousness that is going to rule the universe. Believe it or not, it's going to rule, even though we've suffered. Praise Yahweh. Even though our whole total group of people have been killed and slaughtered, even the prophets, Yahweh allowed them to get persecuted and killed and in ruthless type manners to prove them. But they can be resurrected, and what they suffered will not anyways near close to the glory that they will receive throughout all eternity. And what you have suffered here in these last days and the fear, you know, it will be rewarded greatly to you if you endure, of course. But that plan, if you remember those two trees and go back to Yochanan again today and start here with verse 1 with this two trees in mind, the plan of Yahweh. The plan of Yahweh, of course, is to create righteous beings like himself that will forever stand up for Yahweh's laws without altering or ever being one who would give in or join someone like the council what we see here in Genesis 49. Of Simon and Levi are brothers. Their swords are weapons of violence. Now that of course is what you see, what you've always seen in the Nimrod system. And that Nimrod system taught terrorism. They taught the great apostle Shaul was one of them, and he told what he did to men, women, and children, and told how violent he was and how he actually thought he was doing the right thing. And of course, Yahweh said they will kill you thinking they've done their God a favor. This is what Yahweh showed of this system. But Yahweh can protect. He can protect, and he does protect his work. He didn't let his work get destroyed, but he did allow certain individuals throughout the 6,000-year period to be destroyed by Satan's system. And of course, he showed, we saw how the enmity that Yahweh placed between them, which is the carnal mind, and the carnal mind is wanting what these kings were wanting. You know, their minds were carnal, and they were wanting fully to be what you see in the world today, in the people that I think we have around 15%, it may be less than that by now, about 15% of the people control about 90%, or maybe it's less than that, I'd say about 90% of the wealth right now. Now, it's said that when it gets this high, and it's getting close to that, I know, I haven't checked it in a while, but when it gets this high, then you start having revolutions among the people. But that's what they want. They want to control. And it's like they think they want to own the world. Well, they're not going to live but a certain length of time. But in this lifetime, the carnal mind is telling them that what you want is to own the whole world or be the president of the whole world or some big leader owning all the oil, like a Big Cheney. Big Cheney. I think his name was something else, but I think that that's pretty close. He wants all the oil in the world, you know. And I keep thinking of the proverb that says, he that seeks after silver will never be satisfied with silver. You could be as satisfied wrapping a hamburger at McDonald's as you can looking at a silver coin. How long does it take you to admire that silver coin? How long? If you stand there all day, could you stand there 8 hours looking at it? Or a dollar bill? Or your new car? Years ago, I grew up with some people called Armstrongs, Dick and Ted, and my brother and I were the same ages, and of course we had some big arguments back and forth because they were leaders, and we was telling them they were wrong on certain things, but the students, when Dick Armstrong got killed in a car accident, I was horrified, you know, it just shocked me because I thought the man was a righteous man and being protected and everything. And they said that he was showing this new car off and he took his coat sleeve like this and there's a spot on the hood and wiped it off and he is marring that car and said, isn't that a beautiful thing? And they left there, he and another, to go and hold a funeral somewhere, and on the way, that was that car brought him to his death. That was one of his gods that I didn't know that you know that he could lust after something like that, and I've never had that problem of lusting after an automobile, but I guess some do. To me, it was a little better than a horse and a wagon. You know, anything was better than a horse and wagon, I think. But maybe not. I didn't die in that wagon. I don't know of very many people who have ever died by speeding down the road in a wagon. And I think maybe we may go back to that and the oxen, too, very soon. Might be better for us. Don't put yourself in danger out there, brethren, you know, because Satan would like nothing more than to steer a truck driver over you or something else. But here, you know, we're here saying, don't let us enter into their counsel. Well, their counsel was taught in these schools, as we've been bringing out now for several weeks, their counsel, this system, the Nimrod system that Yahweh made so plain to us back over here in chapter 10. And he says, don't let us enter this council. And then we're warned throughout the Holy Scriptures then, be careful because there's deception and it will pull you in. And it looks good, don't it? It really looks good until you see the bottom part of it. You know, it looks good. You got this fancy car to drive to your death. And then another fancy car will take you to the graveyard and bury you. Well, what have you got? What have you gained? What you can gain here by practicing and learning and practicing righteousness, you can gain eternity. Yes, it's quite a difference. Well, here he says now in chapter 1 of Yochanan, in verse 1, he says, in the beginning was the plan. Well, of course, that was the two trees that you saw there. Yahweh says, I'm putting two trees here. One of them is total righteousness, and the other consists of this mixture of which he took Israel, the children of Abraham, into Egypt to learn about and to experience this. And of course, they take this thing and they twist it like they do everything else and make out like slavery is a real bad thing when slavery was not a bad thing at all. It was a way of helping a brother or sister or anyone out of a bind, but they weren't limited to stay in that position unless they wanted to. Many of them did. I remember that my grandfather that owned slaves. I didn't see them. It was before my time, or maybe it was great grandfather. But when the war started in the South, he moved out of there and came to Texas, and the slaves wanted to come with him, which he brought them with him, and they stayed with him till he died. But he said, "But my parents told me that they were like a family, that that it was like the scriptures when they was talking about this, that they was like a family. They weren't like, and the people that he took them in because they had no place to go." And the slaves who people didn't want, they discard on the highway or whatever, or run them off. And these were took in for that purpose, but they were shown loving kindness, and they joined the family and all worked together. And they did that till they died. But that's quite a difference in what they paint for you. Of course, they make every one of Yahweh's laws look sick, but when they're so beautiful, when you see them like they are. But in this beginning was Yahweh's plan, and in the beginning, that Genesis means beginning. In the beginning, that's what he's talking about here. In Genesis is Yahweh's plan, and he shows it fully there, and that chapter 49 of these 12 tribes is showing what is taking place in the last days of this system, this same system that Yahweh warns us to stay out of. Don't be tempted with it, and don't get into it. If you have to work, then for heaven's sake, spend your time and your money on helps to get your bind trained when you get off work. You know, I remember putting in an 8-hour job and then studying till at least 4 or 5 hours of a night, of an evening, till I got ready to go to bed. And of course, that was when I was 17 years old, and I got a job. I went to work selling the Hertel Blue Ribbon Bibles, and I was studying all the time. And I said, "Well, I don't need to sell these Bibles, you know, 5 days a week to have enough money, you know. All I need, I think I can make in 3 days." And I cut the time down that I was selling Bibles to 3 days, and then I studied 4 days. And that worked out pretty well. But that's the true, now that's where your treasure should be, in this learning this. And it should be teaching your children. In training your children, you're training yourself. So they won't become like we see in the schools right here, where even the teachers can't stand them. If they were taught the peaceful solution, character education, as you're told to do in Deuteronomy 6, 1 through 7 and 25, you will have righteous children, as Proverbs said, that won't be a dishonor to you. They will honor us, yourselves, and Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. The same plan, he says, is in the beginning with Yahweh. All things were done according to it. So everything that was done, even Cain killing Abel, was according to this plan, showing what that way brings and what Yahweh's way brings. And all the suffering that they went through was actually building a kingdom of righteous people. Is training their mind in righteousness and proving them to see if they were actually fit to handle this authority. You know, Satan wasn't. And many more, they said, the scripture showed, was like her and are being tempted to go the other way and bring about problems. And of course, we don't realize what we've lost till we lose peace. But you have peace taken away from you. And you see, man, this is the greatest, peace was the greatest thing I had. That's what I should have been striving for all along, was peace. Praise Yahweh. And that's what Yahweh is offering here, a system that the kingdom of priests that will bring forth peace. Well, verse 3, he said, all things were done according to this plan. According to these two trees that he put there, that was the teachers of the world, and the teachers of the future teachers and so forth. All these things were done according to it, according to those two trees. And without it was nothing done. He didn't allow anything that he didn't want done. He's still not allowing anything done that he doesn't want done or doesn't want to see take place. He knows what Satan's way is going to bring, and he's now allowing it. He stopped holding it back, and he's letting it come forth so everyone can see it. Surely anyone can see the sickness now in these animals. That's a very rare thing to see something like that, but surely you can see it by now, what mankind is doing. Surely they won't keep hiding it. So, well, I don't know how that disease from that animal got all twisted up with man, and now it's spreading all over the earth. Did you know that every sheep, keep this in your mind, get it in your mind, and believe me, we're working with things to try to correct it, but there's not one sheep, one goat on the face of the earth that is not defiled. Do you get that? They're not one. They're born with the defilement. There's not one human being born anymore on the face of the earth that is not defiled. None. It's a sick, sick world, and it's getting worse. Now, most of the sickness, most of the defilement, you know, is not readily seeable. But you can open up the insides and and dissect. If you've ever studied biology and know what I'm talking about, you can open them up as we do quite regularly to see what killed it. Well, the death is the end result of these things. Just recently, I knew someone that went to the hospital, and they told him he had a gut leak. We've been harping at people for years to start taking these things that will get rid of these parasites out of your body, but you've got to keep yourself clean to keep them from coming back. The goats and sheep live from the land. They have to live from the land. They have nothing clean to eat from the land. We're striving to clean up some land, and we're losing ground because of the defilement. And things that we were practicing at trying to clean up the land, we see that it's not actually doing it all the way. We probably have the cleanest food on earth right here on this land, but we're still lacking. It's not nearly as bad as what you buy from the grocery stores, and I'm getting to where I don't want to buy anything anymore. I'm thinking I'm going to wear these clothes and do like I did when I was a child. When I get a hole in them, patch them. like you do a tire on a car. Just patch that sucker. I had patches on my patches. Well, let's at least cover this right here. In 1 Yochanan, all things were done according to it, this plan of Yahweh, and nothing. And you've got to believe this. Yahweh is guiding this plan all the way. He's not allowing anything to go on except that would interfere with his work, with his building his house. That's the way it's always been. And he saved the ones alive to do the work. He let them be persecuted and tormented and so forth, but he kept them alive, kept them going. And they had to hide in caves and so forth. You remember that. In this plan was life, eternal life. And the life, that life, was the light. Light. That's the laws. You could translate it laws because that's what it means. It's the light of man to mankind. Verse 5. Now that light shines in darkness in the world. Yes, you're the salt of the earth, Yeshua said to his disciples. You're the light of the world right now. You are. Right now, the whole world is looking at you and your children. Now that light shines in the darkness, but the darkness doesn't take hold of it. Now the darkness doesn't take hold of it. Soon, they're starting to see what they've thrown away when they threw away the light that Yahweh was giving them. Some are. And some of the parents are standing up and saying, we want a change. And praise Yahweh for that, because we have the perfect change for them. Now look to verse 12. He says, but as many as received, that is this word here, Thayer says on this word here, received, to take a thing due account to agreement or law, is what the word means. But as many as received this law of Yahweh, received him, or the laws of Yahweh from him, from Yahweh, to those he gave authority. That's what Genesis 1:26 says. Those he will give authority. Now, of course, this involves, you've got to remember what the great Kohan that just spoke before me was pointing out. This involves the prophecy showing you where the truth is, where the light is, because the light is not all over the world. It's shining from a certain place. And Yahweh says, I will have no work except that one, the one that's prophesied. Only the one that's prophesied, that is his work that brings forth righteousness and life. Not the one that brings forth the mixture, of which he says there's many of them. But only the ones he prophesies will be his work. So you got to keep that in mind as receiving him, because that's what it means. And then the authority he will give you. He gave authority to become the sons of Yahweh. To those who would keep his law, receive his laws, and practice righteousness. In fact, they even give first Yochanan here. Thayer's does for this. He who practices righteousness, those who believe the testimony of Yahweh, those who believe that this testimony, as Yeshua said, you're a fool if you don't believe this prophecy that shows you where the donkey is that Yahweh is using today. Or the donkeys, praise Yahweh. Who are begotten not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh. Now, don't get this mixed up with a poppycock that comes from the Catholic Church, that Yeshua was half man and half something, half God. You know, not so at all. He had to be a son of man, or he wouldn't have been the leader. He couldn't have been, because the prophecy said he will be a son of man. And this is the son of man that made it. And the begotten of Yahweh is with his laws that has the power, the strength to change the mind and the heart and bring forth totally a different person from this enmity that is against the law. Who are begotten, praise Yahweh, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man. It's being guided, every bit of this, by Yahweh. Not of the will of man at all, but of Yahweh. The plan being guided, and every person that's in it, which means you, being guided by Yahweh right now to be a part of his eternal kingdom that will stop this stuff that is going on right now, the violence, the hatred, the wars, the sickness, disease, that children, if you could see what some of these children that are born today are having to go through, they're of course creating special classes for them, trying to help, but they don't know what to do to help. That's the only thing. And they don't know what to do to change it. We're harping right now, and Yahweh has got us doing so to show what has caused it and what they'll have to do to change it. Praise Yahweh. I love you, brothers and sisters. Yahweh bless you.